हरे कृष्णा। द चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड इज डन टू बेग फॉर अपॉर्चुनिटी टू रेंडर सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, बट द चैंटिंग इज ऑल्सो डन फॉर प्रोटेक्टिंग अवर ओन सोल्स फ्रॉम द ऑनस्लॉट ऑफ माया, एज द लॉर्ड कृष्णा सेज इन भगवद्गीता, मामेवी ये प्रपद्यंते मायाम ये ताम तरंति ते। So when Prahlad was very wildly treated by his father by various types of onslaughts of assassination attempts, in the Vishnu Purana it is explained that not only his father tried to put him in a cage of hungry snakes or hungry lions, or he arranged for asuras to put spell over Prahlad. He even tried to cook food mixed with poison and feed it to Prahlad. And he told his servants to hurl him down from a cliff so that Prahlad's body will break into pieces on a stone below. In all the situations, Prahlad was always protected by Supreme Lord, even though he did not even seek protection. It was as if naturally he was protected. But once when the father became extremely wild, seeing Prahlad not dying, he told his asura servants, tie him up and throw him in the middle of the ocean with several huge mountains on the top of him so that he will go down and the mountains will crush him to the ground and he will never be able to get up and come back. That was the first time Prahlad called for the Lord as if he had some petition. So Lord appeared in front of Prahlad and Prahlad said, my Lord, I need two boons from you. One boon he asked, seems that my father is intensifying the type of attempts that he has been making. So as the situation gets more and more intense, please bless me that I will never become forgetful of you. I will always remember you. Lord Vishnu smiled and he said, Tadastu, you'll be blessed. And then he asked, also, secondly, I have a request to you. Please forgive my father, who due to ignorance is offending you and acting against your interest. Lord Chaitadasa, don't worry, he'll be forgiven. So the Lord was surprised by Prahlada's two petitions. None of them was for his safety or to be recovered from the punishments. He simply wanted to remember the Lord and he simply wanted to see his father forgiven. So in this way, the exalted Prahlad was always protected by the Lord because he was remembering the Lord's holy name. So in the world of Maya, where we are repeatedly assaulted by various evil forces all around, in this day and age, especially of this Kali Yuga, the holy name is the greatest armor or protection. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, there is a Narayana Kavacha shield which was put on Indra for his protection. So that is actually a chanting of a mantra only. In the same manner, we are chanting the Mahamantra. And if one can chant the holy name with a desire for being protected from all the evils and to remain safe in one's pure Krishna consciousness, then such a protection will be offered by the chanting of the holy name. And Prahlada's pastime is an evidence that spiritual life is not a bed of roses. There are always going to be challenges, there are going to be onslaughts, there are going to be evil forces. So one has to remain safe, steady, secure, stable, sheltered by repeatedly reciting the holy name in a prayerful mood. Harinam Prabhu ki.